Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and pleasant evening across major cities in Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing mild temperatures, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler, a perfect night for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the IDF announced it killed a Hamas commander and four terrorists in Gaza, according to the Times of Israel. They were allegedly planning attacks on Israeli troops. Also, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reflects on the 1,000 days since Black October. The report examines shifts in Middle Eastern politics, including regime changes and new agreements. Also this hour, the U.S. envoy Jeff Bartos condemned UNRWA at a donor conference, JNS reports. He urged nations to stop supporting what he terms a Hamas subsidiary. Separately, a New York woman is charged with attempting to send over $30,000 to Palestinian Islamic Jihad, as reported by JTA. She allegedly sent a message expressing her desire for more days like October 7th. And finally, the Board of Peace claims productive meetings on Gaza's future have recently concluded as strikes continue. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News reports just minutes ago that the IDF Central Command has identified a concerning trend of Iranian operatives directing terror attacks from Yehuda and Shomron. In response, the IDF plans to reinforce with additional battalions. Ihab Hassan shared a video earlier today showing Israeli settlers taking over a Palestinian home in Jalud. This incident highlights ongoing tensions and expansion of settlements. Shoshana Keats-Jaskol commented 30 minutes ago on the lack of outrage over terrorists posing as doctors, contrasting it with accusations against Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel report. The IDF's operation in Gaza aimed at disrupting planned attacks on Israeli forces. This follows a series of targeted strikes in the region. Officials emphasize the need for increased vigilance as tensions remain high. Turning to the Israel Hayom analysis, the 1,000 days since Black October have seen significant geopolitical shifts. The fall of Assad and Lebanon's framework agreement are pivotal. However, experts caution that these changes may not benefit regional stability. Meanwhile, JNS highlights U.S. envoy Jeff Bartos' strong stance against UNRWA. At a recent donor conference, he criticized the organization for its perceived ties to Hamas. The call for nations to reconsider their support reflects ongoing concerns about UNRWA's role in the conflict. In a related development, JTA reports on Catherine Beth Washburn's charges for funding to Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Her alleged message reveals a disturbing sentiment that could have legal and diplomatic repercussions. Finally, the Board of Peace's recent discussions on Gaza's future were reportedly positive. As strikes continue, these talks aim to address long-term solutions, though immediate impacts remain uncertain. On the economic front. First, Microsoft showcased its AI advancements at the Tel Aviv Expo, as reported by CTech. The focus is on integrating AI into core business systems while balancing productivity and security concerns. Separately, Globes reports on Wix's new large language model. This development follows its acquisition of Base44, signaling a strategic move into advanced AI technologies. And finally, Walla Business reveals claims against the Ministry of Finance by a former National Insurance Institute CEO. Allegations of diverting funds raise questions about financial management and transparency. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.